The Gemara of Yutah says, "Ad tietzim min hakodesh lechol." That the issur truma is you eat truma. When you eat truma, you might see the gushas truma lechol. Eat it. Rashi says, "Lefish yikashoich lesa truma." When you eat the truma, who might see lechulin? You make it into chulin. Now, once you eat it, it has no more gushas. Like not here anymore. If so, nekodesh lechol min hakodesh lekodesh. So how do we know to say there'll be issur milah? If you might see something, make kodesh lekodesh, not lechol. And Mor says, going will be the case. Lokach kinei zovim v'kinei zovis. Let's say somebody took money that belonged to Hegdish, and with the money he bought himself a pair of birds to use for his korban. Either he was a zov or he was a zovois, or else v'kinei yoledis. Or else, let's say later they gave birth. She takes now money of Hegdish and she buys herself two birds for it. Or else v'shokel shiklo, you pay your machzav shekel with it, with the money shel Hegdish. Or else, you take money that belongs to Hegdish, and with the money you buy yourself a korban oshem, a korban chatis. So, kivan shaychi moel divi Rabbi Shimon. That's the words of Shimon. Shimon Tak holds like this, that as soon as you might see it, you're over the yisamila. So the question is, how do we know this? If you learn out from truma, maybe it's only if you make it into chulin. But over here you're not making it into chulin, over here you're making it into kodesh. So how do we know to say this is the yisamila? And Yehudi Shitas, Yehudi Raima, Ach Yisra Kadom. That you're only over the Yisamila once they make Yisrika Sadam. As once the korban is brought. But once you bring your korban with this money that you used of Hegdish, you're over the Yisamila. The question is, Minayin, how do we know this? So again, Tam Lema, the Pasuk says, Timal Mol, we darshan again, Mikomokim. Any type of an Yisamila, like Mikomokim, even this type of Mila also Yichayiv. So Rashi says the case is like this. The second line says, "Minayin hamoitzi mikodesh lekodesh," means, "Kegoin shelokach mimoyes hegdish." You took money belonging to hegdish, and you bought yourself birds with it. Zov migoyoledis, or else shokel shikloi shuchayv leshokel trumas lishchi. You paid your trumas lish with it. You did machta shekel, or you shei bichatos v'shom min hegdish. Tehainu mikodesh lekodesh. So you're not bimoitzi lechulin, but you bimoitzi the money that already belongs to hegdish to buy something else of hegdish. Now Rashi says, according to the first sheet, this is Rabbi Shimon. V'chivan sheviyu lazor. As soon as you bring it into the base, make this shmoel divi Rabbi Shimon. Those are the words of Rabbi Shimon. So Kashrut, how does he know this? Now, why does Rabbi Shimon say this? The Ksavri, he holds, demand the mechayiv chatis or yoshma. If you have a chiv to bring a chatis or an oshem, the yoyle mechayiv achyusa. You have a chiv achrayis on you, and you get lost. You'll have to bring another one at sheviyu lazor until you bring it to the azara. But Rabbi Shimon holds the chivan shevi, but soon as you bring it into the base of Migdash, nifta machriusai, then you pot, you don't have to bring another one. So afai nami, to maitzi mekadosh lekodesh, chivan shevi lazor, yotze dechavosai, yedei achrayi samol. According to Rabbi Shimon, when you bring this carbon into the azara, that's called yara no from it, from that money. Because the maitzi now, you yotze yedei nidra, you don't have to bring another one. So you see, you're over the Yisamila. Even though you did not take the money and use it for Chulin, you took the money and used it for Hegdish. So how do we know this? You learn now from Truma. That's Gemara's Teretz and Echnami. Bosik says, Tilmo Moal, Mikol Mokim, any type of Mila, Yeriva. Now the Gemara says, Oma, Ma, what we said before, it says the word Nefesh. So from the word Nefesh, we dash in, Echad HaYochid, V'yechad HaNosi, V'yechad HaMashur, V'mashma. That a Yochid or a Nosi, a Melech, so that's what we had before, that for the Issa Mila, whether you're a Yochid, or whether you're a Nasi, whether the Melech, or whether Kohen HaGadol, where they have Hanor from Hegdish to Chayiv. So the question is, Sheyochol, like mine, what's the Havimina? What do you have to have a Jerusha for? The word Nefesh teach us, even these three are Bechal, like why not? Why would I think that a Kohen Gadol is different than anybody else? Pshita Nefeshiv, Avad, the Pesach says Nefesh, what do you have to say a Jerusha for like? Pshita, what's the Havimina to say here? Rashi says, Shiyoch Makleima, my have is takadaitich lamait, why would I think a Nosir Meshur is not their way? Pshita the rule. Says, so what's the Kiddush? So Gemara says, yes. Madatem, I would have thought this like this. Madatem, Omar Chaman of Torah says, Vashayitain Mimenuel Zar. It says here by the Shemen HaMishcha, in the maker for the base Midish, or for the Mishkon, the Potik says, if a Zar uses that Shemen HaMishcha, he's over in Yisra Mila, he's over the Yisra. So I would have thought to say, a Kohen Gadol maybe he's not called a zar for the Shemen HaMishkara. So Imshkar Bagabai, because it was used for him already, a Kohen Gadol first becomes a Kohen Gadol with the Meshuach, with pouring the Shemen over him. So I would have thought to say this Issa was negated to being over the Issa Mila of the Shemen HaMishkara, special oil that they made to use for Mekadosh to Beis HaMikdash, or Mekadosh to Kelim, or Mekadosh Kohen Gadol. I would have thought to say maybe Kohen Gadol is not Bechal the Issa Mila. Kamash from one, yes. That the Meisa, even a Kohen Gadol, is Bechal the Issa. That you're not allowed to have any hand off from anything belonging to Hegdish, even the Shemen HaMishkara. But I've added a limit for everything. Any type of Mila applies to all three of them. Now that we had before the Aksharach Mona Lesoito, Ulavaris Kachavim Ulatruma, that the Torah says this Indian of Mila being Moil having Hanof from Hegdish, we learn out from the Pasha of Saito, from the Pasha of Avaris Zoro, and the Pasha of Truma. So it's like this. Lesoito, what do we learn out from Saito? The Yafagav the Loi Pogam. Even though you didn't ruin her. Like by Saita, if somebody else lived with your wife, the case of Saita is always where the husband lived with his wife first. So she's already a bull already. So now when somebody else lived with her, there's no pigam in her. And still you see she's chayav as a Saita. So learn now from Saita, sometimes the shayach can be over the Issa Mila just by going away, like being moitzit from the Rishus HaBaal, even though you didn't ruin it. So Melech Gemara says, Gabi Hegdish, the same thing would apply to Hegdish also, Nami. Nosno tabas biyodo. Let's say she puts a ring on her hand, or whoever takes a ring of Hegdish and you put it on your hand, mol be over the Issa Mila. Even though you're not ruining it, but the Maisa, since you're having her nor worth a Shavapruto, for that to be over the Issa Mila. Yeah. So that's Limud from Saita. That sometimes if you have her nor, at least from something that's not oimit to have a pagam, to be ruined, then you're over the Issa Mila just with the Hanor alone. Then we say ki yakshachmon lavet chavim. The Torah also says that mila is doimet avodah zarah. What does that mean to say? The yad the yispo shinui, that you have to have a shinui. That means that you have to you ruin something. Rashi says yakshachmon lavet chavim the yad yispo shinui shemishan atzma mishchina, that you're taking yourself away from the shchina from Hashem and worshiping avodah zarah. Sometimes at the beak of the kardim, you're over the Issa Mila by taking something of Hegdish and using it. Like you would take a Hegdish like a hatchik. And when you're over the Issa Mila, when you use it, when you mishaner it and bring the dechor, when you use it for your purpose, is lemor at the beak of the program, you're not mil until you made a you banged with it. And obviously that also lemaisa puts it the gum. Yeah. So Kitzemor says what? That you have to be mishana taken out from one rishus to another rishus. So Mor says Gabi Hegdish Nami, the same thing by the Issa Mila would apply at the beak of the kardim, until you take a hatchik of Hegdish and you have to use it lechulin. You have to pick it up and bang wood with it. So our gear says the yifkam and you make a begam. Some shita says take this out because so far we don't know this. That really is the next rasha. Or even if you go Agoros, the Rashi Mashka was Goros, the Bika Bekadim Vivkam, so you bang with your hatchet and also you ruin it. Even though from this Rosh of Avodah Zarah, we don't know you ruined it yet. We know from the next Rosh. So the emphasis is you have to have a Pagam. But so far we're learning it out, just the fact that you use it with the Shinu of it, you use it, Lechulin, for that is Nisamila. Now with Pagam, how do we know there's such a Yisrael that you have to use it and ruin it also? So on something that's used, that gets ruined, you're only over the Issa Mila if you ruin it. So now the Gemara says, Aksh Rachman le Truma. This one now from Truma. Because by Truma we know, when you're over the Issa Truma, if you eat it. When you eat the Truma, it's two things. You're having Hanor, and you're ruining it. So we darshan that, Ma Truma, ki yoichli you have to eat it. Means you're only over if you eat it. That means you have Hanor, and you ruin it. But we also darshan problematic. That means if you just ruin Truma, but that you're not chayif. Because by just ruining Truma, you made a pagam, but you didn't have Hanor. So you learn now from there, you have to have two things. You have to enjoy it and ruin it. So Gabi Hegdish Nami be the same drosha. Called the Bar Achila, anything that you're supposed to eat that's edible, to only be over the Issa Mila if you eat it, like so you have Hanor and you ruin it. But Kimazik Le Pota, if all you do is just be Mazik, you'll have something belonging to Hegdish, and you stop taking and be Magdish it, for that alone you won't be over the Issa Mila. That's what we learn out from the Hegdish over here. There has to be something that it's nena, not just a pagam, not just a mazik. It has to be two things, a nana and a pagam. So that's why we need these three limudim here, from hegdish, from seitan, from truma. Now we have the Mishnah also kate, so it's another kesh over this emilo. Nosna katlish, took a jewelry, took some, you took some, a necklace and put it in word. So omalei Rav Kana Rav Zvid, Rav Kana said that Rav Zvid, udahabo labar is gumehu. Like a Mishnah makes a chilek, something that doesn't get ruined, then you roll with the Yisamila right away by using it, having an offer from it, even though you don't ruin it. And the Mara says that something like gold, gold is here, gold, a becher, or this gold charm, smashma doesn't get ruined, the sin doesn't get ruined, therefore just putting the charm around your neck, putting the necklace around your neck, for that alone, you're over. So Mara's the question, is that true? Like, doesn't gold get ruined? Mara's the question, Udahabu labar of gumi, is it true what he's saying, that gold does not get deteriorated like? Vodahabu the kalsay. For once happened, Vodahabu the kalsay denun. Denun was a person, and he once gave some gold to his daughter-in-law. And what happened was, denun lahechos, what happened, it got lost. I mean, it used up. After she used the jewelry a little bit, it got ruined up, it got used. So you see that gold also gets ruined. Omelette is sent back to maybe there it's different. Dilma da habod rumiyan kaloskahu. Maybe over there the pshat was used to throw it around. His daughter-in-law used to take the jewelry, the gold, and just throw it around. That's why it got ruined. But if you don't throw it around, enechlam, then it doesn't get ruined up. Fiyoid, secondly, nida la ikaneno pagam liyalter. Even the true maybe doesn't get ruined right away, but liyoyla milekib gima. Like eventually, later on, it will deteriorate. It will deteriorate later on. So it's also like we're only talking about things that get ruined right away in the Mishnah. That we say you have to have a dover, demidi de pagam, that means if it gets ruined right away. But something first gets ruined later, that we're not talking about. That's not called the pagam. If when you use it right now, the thing doesn't get used up, senech nami, then you roll with the yisamila just for using it, not for the pagam. The pagam is only something like a hat trick that whenever you use it, it gets worth less, you ruin it. So then you're only over the yisamila when you do two things. You have enjoyment and you make a pagam. Yeah. But erech nami, stam gold does not get ruined right away. So therefore, it doesn't have to be ruined. Then the Mishnah says, anenim in achatis, if you have an offer from achatis. So there also, what that was also the Mishnah said, that was a case. When the animal's alive, you're only over this to me if you ruin it. You have to be makash, like make it weak. So ask the question, why? For the Gemara, michti, iba behema tamim, if talking about a behema that's a tam, that's a regular korban, haino koshel zov. Now the korban has a kedusha sagufa on it, so even though you ruin it, it means nothing. Of course, it's not aimed to be sold, it's aimed to be brought down the mizbeach for korban. So no matter what happens to it, it's still brought for korban. So of course the same thing, like a kashal zov can't get ruined. So what does the Mishnah say by this chattis? You're only over the yisamila if you ruin it. What do you have to ruin it for? Because it's not oimit to be sold, it's not for money, it's oimit to be brought on the mizbeach, to use it the way it is now. So we're into Zainachnam, Yamurapopo, Babalis Mumaskin. The Mishnah is talking about this chattis that is a Baal Mum. And therefore if it's a Baal Mum, it's oimit to be sold. So therefore it's oimit to be sold, so the pshat in the hegdish is going to get money for it. So therefore if you ruin it, you're going to ruin it for hegdish. So therefore, you're not moil taket, something that could have pagam, could make you're ruining it for hegdish, so then you're not over the yisamila until you actually ruin it, you have to make a pagam.